Thank you guys for choosing Weekly Politics as your podcast today. This is part two of the World Order episode series. And last episode, we really just went over the very foundation of what this world order is. For example, like the United Nations, which started out as an excellent idea, but became a completely corrupted organization that it is today. And as well as the World Trade Organization, World Health Organization, all of these organizations, they're excellent ideas at heart. They really are. But these organizations have just been corrupted to the core. And that's not a very good thing. So that's what we went over last episode. This episode, let's go over a little bit different. So the world order throughout the entire world for this episode is a little bit different in terms of education. I know all of us, or at least a lot of us, finished high school and we got our diplomas, and we were given this decision when we got our diplomas. You see, we could take a gap year and then go to a university. We could not go to any university and just go straight to work on at a factory, on a farm, anything cool like that. Or we could go to a trade school. Those were the decisions that we were given when we graduated. And I know a lot of us, if not all of us, were very pressured to take the decision of going to university. Because when you go to university, it's almost like it's marketed as this beautiful place where you can learn everything. You learn how to do your work. You learn how to do your work better than anyone else. You learn how to do everything you could possibly want to learn how to. But you do have to take a few core classes, but it's fine. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I loved the idea of university at first. You go to a university, you learn everything you could ever want and need to learn about your specific occupation that you want to go into, which for me, it's, believe it or not, it's not politics. It's business because I'm a businessman. But you learn everything you could possibly want to learn about business for me. And then what? You just get released into the world. And when you get released into the world, they don't just let you go. At least the majority of universities don't. The one I'm going to right now, which is Dort University, what they do is they have this program in place as you're a senior. They teach you all of the stuff you need to learn about getting a job, writing a resume, writing your cover letter, everything you could possibly need to know. And then they hook you up. They have networking people who network with jobs and occupations. And you can work with them to find a high-paying job or a job around. You can find a job that you're looking for. And that's incredible. And all of this sounds absolutely amazing. It really does. But there's one caveat. It's expensive. Really expensive. Nobody, at least almost nobody, goes to an actual university, not a trade school, a university, without having to take loans or a large number of grants or scholarships in any sort of way. There's almost no one that doesn't take those. And the reason why is because it's just so crazy expensive, it does not make sense to pay for it up front. It's way too expensive. Let's say your average university that isn't public, a private university that's on the decent side of pricing, would cost 45 grand per year. That's 90 grand for 2 years. $180,000. The price of a small first house. Well, not really small. The price of an average first person's house. That's expensive. Granted, yeah, that is a price for 4 years, but no college student is making $45,000 a year that they can just spend on college. They have to take out loans. And yes, the price is way less if you go to a public university in your state. The price, I believe, for tuition is around $12,000, $16,000 a year on average. That is what before your, what are they called, scholarships and loans, of course. So it is a lot cheaper to go to a public university, though public universities these days are actually getting worse and worse. They seem to be made and focusing on indoctrinating you with DEI, critical race theory, gender theory, all this nonsense, instead of actually teaching you what you need to learn about your occupation, which is really annoying. And this is where I'm getting it. The education system was originally set up, and it worked amazing when it was originally set up. It was set up the way it is now. But they didn't have this corruption at this level. This corruption at this level really started in the 1960s. And in the 1960s, you obviously saw the anti-war revolution, not revolution, protests in the United States for the Vietnam War, and a lot of people, communists and socialists, more or less, they realized that they needed something. They needed a platform to talk on, especially with the anti-communism rhetoric the United States was pushing. They needed somewhere to let out their voices, and universities was where they went. They took over the universities. The university's boards were filled with not the conservative older men who once ruled the universities. It's instead filled with liberal, supposedly progressive people who care solely about teaching you how racist you are or how victimized you are. That is their sole purpose today. And I don't like that whatsoever. What I've come upon is I thought about, how can we fix this? Well, how do I learn? How do most people learn? And I have a very hands-on, tactile job while I'm in college. I love my job a lot. It's very tactile. No, that's not what I'm going to college for, but it's very peaceful. It's something I can work on with my hands. I can stick earbuds in, listen to music. It takes my mind off stressful things because my work isn't very stressful at all, at least not anymore. It was the way I started, but once you keep going and get used to it, it's fine. It's really amazing. So what is college for? Why do we really need college? Well, college is meant to teach you things. It's meant to educate you about everything you need to know, obviously, about your occupation. So the interesting thing about this is I can learn all of that through internships. What I'm learning right now in college, university, is not much. I mean, yes, they're attempting to teach me these things about management. They're attempting to teach me these things about business. And I was expecting to learn a lot, even though this is, yes, my freshman year at university. I was expecting to learn a whole bunch, but I'm not learning near as much as I thought I would. What I'm actually learning at university is core classes. I'm learning about how to better read poems. I'm learning about how to better worship God, which, yes, that's an amazing thing. I love that class, how to better worship God. I'm not saying there's anything bad about that class. I'm just trying to make a simple point right now, okay? Thank you. I'm learning about how to, what's my least favorite core class? Actually, my least favorite core class is learning about how to better read poems. I hate that core class. I'm learning about Western civilization, which modern Western civilization would be amazing to learn about for a business class. But this isn't modern Western civilization. This is the roots of Western civilization. So we're learning about the Greeks, we're learning about the Romans, we're learning about the Hebrews. And yeah, while that's all interesting, I don't see how it's actually useful. It's a waste of money. If I want to learn that stuff, I can borrow a book from the library. I could buy a book on Amazon. I can listen to some podcasts, watch some videos about it. I can learn that stuff on my own time if I really want to. It's not really useful for my job that I'm going into, which is business. It's not. It just really isn't. Modern Western civ? Absolutely. But this isn't modern. This is the roots of Western civilization. It's amazing for learning politics, but that's, believe it or not what I'm going for. I just have a hobby of politics, which is the difference. You know, one of the reasons why I decided not to go, and there's a lot of reasons for this, but one of the reasons why I decided not to actually study politics in college is because someone once told me that do what you love the most as a hobby and do what you love the second most as your actual job that you get paid for. Because if you do what you love the most as your actual job, you'll learn to hate it. And what I love doing the most is talking about politics, getting involved in politics. So that's why I'm not studying politics in university, and that's why I'm not going to take a job in politics, at least not until I'm older, simply because this is what I love. I'd rather continue to love doing this as a hobby than get stuck doing it and hate it, if you know what I'm saying. So I'm doing business for my job, because that's my second most favorite thing to do is business. They're very related too. But what I'm getting at with everything I was just talking about is I can learn all of this through internships, as I said. And so why can't I just say, I work for an amazing company. It's a Japanese company, but they have a factory near where I live, so I work for them there. And it's an amazing company. Why can't I learn business with them? We are set up as a society to say, hey, you need to go to college, and after your sophomore year of college, you need to do some internships while still going to college and paying a ton of money. So here's my proposal. For people who are going to college for business and Oh, what's another good one that's excellent that you still have to go to college for 4 years? Mainly business, but I guess politics would work amazingly as well. Business, politics, preaching, although I do understand why you need classes for being a pastor. Those types of not classes, occupations. Those types of occupations where you do a lot with your on your computer, you do a lot with your hands, you do a lot with your voice. Those types of things you can learn just in person without needing actual classes. Like I could, why can't I just go to Sekisui and be like, "Hey, I'm really interested in business. I would like to sign a contract with you where you teach me through internships continuously for 2 years about how to do business. You can pay me $15 an hour, whatever. That's a low wage. 15 bucks an hour. And I don't have to pay to go to university. Instead, I'm learning everything I need to know from them. And then on the contract, I will work for you full time after the internships for, say, 5 year term." Yes, that's a whole bunch with contracts, and yeah, you're kind of like saying, "Hey, this company doesn't own me, but controls my education for this period of time." That's sure. But you're also given the opportunity to practice your skills more. There's a lot more practicing for your skills instead of just sitting in class learning things that I don't really find useful. And you're getting paid for it. Yes, not very much, but you're still getting paid for it. You're not going into insane debt going into college instead. You're actually getting paid money to do all of this. Why don't we have an education system like that? And this is World Order Part 2 because this isn't just America. This is Singapore, this is Japan, this is South Korea, this is China, Russia, this is Europe, this is South America, this is every single country in the world. Their university system is set up in a very similar way to America's. And while at first it was an amazing thing, like most things that were first made, were made for incredible reasons, they have become corrupted. And they need a competitor. So I am proposing this as a competition. I think doing it this way will really help the United States, specifically, and if the world were to adopt it, the world, to better learn their skills that they wish to learn, better have more skilled, less lazy employees. And the productivity and economy of the world will skyrocket. That is what I am wish the world was like today. Unfortunately, it's not. So how can we get it to this point? How can we get this education system from shifting from a university focus to a more learn with the occupation you actually want to be in? Study within the within companies that you're okay with working with. How can we move it from that to there? From studying class to internships. Well, the first way you have to start with this is it's a competition. I'm a very free market capitalist guy. I do not think it should 100% completely legally wipe out the university system because that is not competition. That is legal intervention, and we do not want legal intervention because when you have legal intervention, what is to stop it from going further if what it's already doing isn't bad enough? If we were to wipe out universities and it turns out I'm wrong about internships, we have a disaster on our hands. I want competition. The best system will win. That is what I like to see. That way, if I'm wrong, we don't have problems. It just fixes itself. It readjusts. And it sort of knocks on university's front doors saying, "Hey, you're not invincible. We're coming for you." Whether it works or not. And that is what we need. Universities are way too expensive for their own good. So how do we get into this competition type area? Well, the majority of companies don't have this right now because they're kind of scared. What happens when you hire someone who's unqualified? Investors, board members, they don't want to see that their company and HR team has been hiring unqualified individuals. They don't want to see that at all. And they're scared to set up these systems for this because what happens when you're let out in the real world? You don't have any college diploma. You don't have a degree. Not from a university anyway. So who's gonna hire you for this job? No one. No one's gonna hire you. Yes, you might say on your resume, "Yeah, I worked for this company and I did this and this. These are my accomplishments, yada 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 yada." And yeah, that it might say all that amazing things, and the company will look at it and be like, "Cool, wow, this is an amazing person. Where's your education at?" "Oh, I didn't go to university." "Oh, shoot, I guess he can't hire you. Why not? They can't hire you because this other person who might have a similarly impressive job experience with similarly impressive internships may actually have a degree from university. And that degree from university is worth a lot of money in today's world. It shouldn't be, but it is. So there's a monopoly. The universities have a monopoly on the beginning entering of an occupation system. And that's not okay. So how can we undo this monopoly? How can we get rid of this preference for university folks? Well, it has to start at the state level. Yes, I know I said the state should not intervene, and I'm not saying the state should intervene. What I'm saying is the state needs to get rid of their preference in order for other companies to get rid of theirs. A lot of states have these laws in place that protect companies from unqualified individuals. And the way this works is if stakeholders or companies hire an unqualified individual, they can be sued by the shareholders for hiring a supposedly unqualified individual. Well, what is an unqualified individual? Unfortunately, you can be as qualified as you want through internships. If you don't have that degree, you might just be thrown in the trash as an unqualified individual. In fact, that's very likely what's going to happen. If you have a CEO who's been working really, really, really hard through occupations. Sorry, not a CEO. CEOs are elected, so it wouldn't work with the CEO because they're elected by the shareholders. They can't sue for that. But what they could do is, let's say you have a HR manager, not elected, he got the job. He got the job through an internship. Did he have a degree? No. Let's say the board realizes this, and the board is made up of shareholders. They realize this guy is unqualified. They bring it up. Why is he hired? They sue. You don't fire him, they sue. That is what can happen. It's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. I sound like a prophet when I say that. Self-fulfilling prophecy. No, okay, so when you have a system in place that basically says, hey, we prefer you to have a university degree because that makes you a more qualified individual, the instant you say that, the instant that it's on your company policy, the instant that is written into law, you have made a monopoly for the university. So how can we get rid of this? The state and every single state university should no longer, well, I guess universities would need to, I'm talking about not education-wise, but as occupations like teachers, they would probably need a degree because it's harder to learn how to teach in person with their internships. I mean, you should probably go to class and learn what you're teaching about and stuff. So teachers are an exception. Though I do think internships are still incredibly useful for them. But every single state job, every single state agency in the state of Iowa, which is where I live, needs to start accepting people and throwing away the degrees. They need to hire people based on job experience and accomplishments. If they have a degree, cool, that's excellent. But it should not be preferred anymore. I want the more qualified individual based on what they've accomplished in life, not based on how long they went to school. That is how we can change it. That is how we can bring this university system under reins. And yes, it needs to happen at the state level because the federal level will never do it. The federal level will just... First of all, the federal level has really bad schools anyway. I mean, there's like a national school of law in Arizona somewhere. And it's has a 99% acceptance rate and like a 20% graduation rate or something like that. I'm going to look it up. I don't remember it, but it was really bad just because the federal government is not very good at running schools. Oh, that's India. I'm going to have to search up USA. I have a web browser and it's really good at blocking ads. It's incredible, but it also blocks my location, so if I look something up, it might give me, like, Chinese results. it's giving me India's law school in the United States, national law universities. Nope, it's only giving me Indian. I might have been looking at one from India, then. Okay. Either way, no federal schools. I'm not a fan of federal schools, so... Let's just not do federal schools, whether we have them now or not. Just, if we don't, great, keep it that way. If we do, get rid of them, please. There's, I don't see how they could ever be very good. You get the point. With these systems replacing, or not replacing, but competing against universities, yes, universities are going to go under. It's going to happen. But that's okay. Universities are bound to go under anyway because of the demographics crisis. In this area of the country where I live in, we are having a bunch of kids, as a lot of this population is younger, so it's fine for colleges in this part of the country. But in places like California and New York, the West and the Northeast, those states have a very aging population. It's not going to be long before less and less people go to college, not because they don't want to, but because there simply aren't as many people old enough to go to college anymore. Let alone how many people move to different states after college, or, well, yeah, after college in general, I guess. The amount of people who moved from New York to Florida or from California to Florida or Texas was a very large number. So much so that the South has actually overtaken the Northeast as the biggest economic sector of the United States and biggest population sector of the United States. Southern states, meaning from like, I believe it's from Texas to Florida in terms of width, and the height goes up to, I don't think it includes Missouri, but right before Missouri. I could be wrong, but yeah. And the reason why they're growing is because no one likes those northeastern states. Their economies are terrible, their governments are terrible, they're so liberal. No one likes to live in those liberal states because they're just so bad. They talk about how amazing they are, and then they're just like, yeah, our populations hate us, so they're moving out. Yeah. We're amazing states, I promise. Just come to New York, come to California. Yeah, this is basically the episode for the day. One quick announcement. Really interesting news story I saw. In November, Ron DeSantis will be debating Gavin Newsom on Fox. I don't know what date, I don't know what time, I just know sometime in November. And this is going to be really interesting because Ron DeSantis, I don't know why he's doing this now. I think he should have debated Gavin Newsom before he announced he was running for president. Because Gavin Newsom isn't running for president, and yes, everyone wants to see him debate Gavin Newsom. Everyone wants to see that. But the difference between everyone wanting to see him debate Gavin Newsom and everyone wanting to see him so that they have another reason to vote for him is major. When I'm watching that debate, I'm gonna be like, yeah, Florida's better, but and it's gonna make everyone who likes DeSantis like me, I love DeSantis, it's gonna make us like him even more. But the people who don't like him, it's not gonna change their minds on anything. The entire reason this will help DeSantis supporters like him even more is because DeSantis's main point is, I did amazing in Florida, so you should vote for me. This debate is only going to prove that he did amazing in Florida. The people who already know he did amazing in Florida and vote for him for that reason already like him. He's not going to get new supporters through this. So I don't see how it's going to help him in the primaries or caucuses in Iowa, especially. But I do see how everyone is excited for it. I mean, Newsom is just like, yeah, California's the best state ever, as people leave California in massive numbers, and California is now shrinking in population and economy because of how terrible they are run. And they're all going to Texas and Florida and Tennessee, all those red states that he supposedly hates. Basically, the only people who live in Florida are people who are in the military. I'm sorry, don't take this in the wrong way. The gays and lesbians, I don't mean to say that in a very bully way, but it's just a fact. Homeless people who can't afford to move because they literally have no money. Gangs. Oh, I guess I was wrong. There's a bunch of people who live in California. Wow. No average citizen willingly lives in Florida be or California because they like it. Let's put it that way. I mean, unless you live in a super, super, super nice area, then there's an exception, but the majority don't, so there's that. No one likes California. Everyone likes Florida. This debate is going to be amazing. I'm excited for it. See how it goes. Gavin Newsom's a very slimy dude, so we'll see how it goes. Hopefully it goes well, but Catch y'all later. Today is, I have no idea what day is it today. For me, it's Tuesday. For you guys, it is Wednesday, 10 a.m. Because I will be posting this and scheduling it to post immediately because it's part two. So I'll catch y'all later. Adios. God bless you.